Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. In the studio, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Mini Trucking in Matrimony, Smitty and Breezy.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
What's happening, y'all?
Smitty. I felt like a movie intro. Smitty and Breezy.
Smitty and Breezy.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy, our financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard the Professor Hoskins.
What is going on in A-Town, Atlanta, Georgia?
Everybody loves Atlanta. 4th of July, you got the Freaknik. You got all kinds of things going on.
Oh, man. Yeah, Atlanta's, I'd love to go party in Atlanta this weekend.
Atlanta's my town. I love Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm an A-Town fan.
I love it at night. I hate it during the day.
Yeah, I don't like Atlanta in the day.
I like Atlanta anytime. I kind of like Atlanta.
I like Atlanta at night, except for we get pulled over for dumb stuff.
I like Atlanta because it's like, well, we do get pulled over for dumb stuff.
We got pulled over because of dumb people.
Exactly. Dumb people. No, I like Atlanta. I just like Atlanta. I like to have a little fear in my travels.
Yeah.
And that Atlanta gives me just enough fear.
Yeah.
Like, you may die, but you probably won't.
I mean, as long as you stay on this side of the road, you're good.
Well, and it better be the hammer lane. They crazy. They drive crazy there.
They really do, dude. Like, and what kills me, man, you're trucking right along. And then all of a sudden, your lane says, lane ends in 3 foot.
It does.
And you're done. You're exiting.
Lane ends in 36 inches.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to let you over. I mean, you just have to take it.
No comment, Breezy.
I don't get it.
Just don't. Just keep moving. Just keep moving.
Very early in the morning, very late.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I get it. I ain't going back to Georgia with y'all. Y'all put me in some bad positions. God. Meth heads and conversations. Let's do a 24-hour car show road trip. Okay.
What? Sorry.
It was fun.
We need to do that again.
Do we have to do it like round trip? Can we just go to the ATL? Can we skip the other parts and just go to the ATL?
I agree.
Let's
go to Atlanta early.
We need to go to Caffeine and Octane. That's what we need to do.
We really do. We've not been this year.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm. Richard, you've never been, right?
I've never been.
Yeah, we so need to go.
Professor.
Never been.
Really? You are one of my VinWiki brothers, and you've never been to Caffeine and
Octane. It's true, man. It's true. Well, you got to think, I've only recently, like this year, started waking up early enough to attend these events with you. So, like, every event that we go to is pretty much a first for me.
You're like, it's like, oh my God, they do this?
Yeah, really. I was like, yeah, man, they're serious.
I wonder why y'all had so much fun.
Wow.
This is why. Because, see, you weren't even with us on the 24-hour road trip, and you really should have been.
You would have liked that one because you would never have even had to go to sleep.
Yeah.
You just stay going.
We stayed up for, what, 38 hours?
I don't know about that. 38 hours?
Yeah.
We did.
Anybody get cranky?
We did, what, a show, Back to Basics, and then went to Cafe and Octane. Like, we did three shows back to back to back.
And then left at 2 o'clock in the morning and went to Cafe and Octane.
Yeah, like we just kind of haciended at the house and back on the road again.
I'm game.
Let's do it.
That was rough, but it was fun.
Professor, you were falling asleep in the car on the way to Tocoa. That's a 30-minute ride.
There was a reason for that.
He was asleep in the show at Tocoa.
Professor would be like, yeah, I'm down.
He said he is.
He's asleep in the truck.
I didn't know.
We left the hotel.
I didn't know we were going to bed at 3:30 and waking up at 6.
Oh my God, we left the hotel and it's literally like 10 feet away from where we did the show. By the time we parked and got out, Rob's like, Professor's asleep in the back of the truck.
I never woke up.
Really?
He slept, walked.
I wasn't awake yet. I only slept in the truck for like 45 minutes because y'all left me in a hot truck.
With the windows up.
Sweat that out, boy.
You know what? I'm glad we called the cops after that because I could have got a ticket for that.
Yeah.
I
mean,
yeah, can you get in trouble for that?
If you were a dog, I could have got put in jail.
Yeah.
You
know? What was so funny, though, is before we left to go to the show, and Kobe's hanging out of the hotel room door hollering, Breezy, Richard needs you. I'm like, where's Richard at? He's in the bathroom. Just because I'm the only girl don't mean I go in the bathroom with y'all. I can't help it.
He needs help.
Josh is standing beside me going, Richard needs you. Richard needs you. Go in the bathroom.
I'm gonna start pre-gaming for the morning shows a little differently than what we did there.
Yeah, that was probably not. I might have been a bad influence on that one.
You were encouraging.
See, this is the thing. Like I don't drink that much, so I'm kind of like the mama bear. I'm responsible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you see me like, man, Rob's having a drink. It's all right.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, like, Rob's straight up at 6 o'clock and you're hammered. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, hey, boys.
Yeah. Rob's vertical. It's 6 o'clock.
Yeah, like my hair straight up, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it wasn't. No. It was a fun birthday celebration.
It was fun.
Yeah, I slept really good that night.
I slept really good that morning.
Rob's truck sleeps remarkably well. A little warm. It
gets a little toasty.
It's toasty, but didn't need a blanket.
The leather started sticking when you started sweating.
It was so cute there because I went and I looked after Rob said he was asleep, and I looked through the window, and Richard's just like curled up in a little fetal position ball in the back seat.
It's
on
cute.
Only half of it, though. I'm like, really? Maybe I should
let him out. Cute is what I was going for.
just cute little poor little lamb.
That's me, man. That's what it was.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. So speaking of zombie apocalypse.
Well, I do feel like Tacoma is the center of the zombie apocalypse.
Oh,
I think that's where it starts.
That's ground zero.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tacoma's ground zero
that's
for
a training center.
Now, boys.
So what are those people?
You know what? I'm pretty sure we had like two listeners in Tacoma.
they're cool. Yeah, they know where they live.
Yeah, they know the dope heads then because they're residents.
They could have got me when I was in the truck.
That's what the cops said. Did they get Richard?
What would you have done, Richard, if you walked up and she'd have been calling up beside
you? I'd have jumped through a damn window.
You know what? If it wasn't for literally the fear of bed bugs in my truck, or God knows what else, I don't even know if leather can get herpes, but you know what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure I would have paid to have that so I could take a picture.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Oh, that would have been
epic.
Oh, no.
You know
no.
what? That would
oh,
fix the professor for life. He'd never drink again.
Never drink a drop. Ever.
That boy would be straight up at 6 o'clock.
Richard would drink water.
You wake up with the old Grateful Dead there.
I'd be like, hey, Richard, guess what you did last night?
You're going
to die.
How
was it last night? Do you remember?
Oh.
I think the thought of that has me cured.
So, Professor, you know what time it is? It's time for a break. I feel like I need to wash my mind out after even thinking that up.
Yeah, that hurt, man.
Yeah, it hurt. He is crying. He's laughing so hard.
Also in physical pain because of it.
Mission accomplished. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. In the studio, as always, we have our hot, rotten, happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
What up, y'all?
Why are you trying to throw everybody off? Like, you come in, like, all classy, then you come in country, and then you come in.
Because I am a jack of all trades.
You are something, all right. Or yeah. Bipolar, maybe. That could be it.
I'm special.
I can't say that on the radio. I already got on to about that, so I'll just leave that one alone. I've learned my lesson, FCC. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. I bet they have a lot of fun on 4th of July.
You know what I heard? I heard there's a lot of vegetarians.
That's what I was about to say. They like their leafy greens.
That's where Luke Bryan's from, isn't it?
That's what's wrong with probably country music.
Yeah, I know. That was my point. I think he is a vegetarian. And that's not country music
yeah,
either.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? You don't see Conway Twitty eating a salad.
I don't think Waylon was munching down on an LT.
Charlie Pride, Charlie Rich, any of them didn't eat. They ate steak.
Exclusively.
That's what they did. That's what made them sound the way they did.
Because that's like the best thing in the world.
Cholesterol.
Yeah.
Cholesterol is the fuel for good country music. I'm just throwing that out there. We're not going to call out any vegetarian. Vegetarian. I can't even say it.
Can't even say it. Yeah, I mean.
Because it ain't right. That's why.
Yeah, it don't roll off your tongue right. I mean.
Because it ain't right. I mean, come on. Like, who do you vote for?
Don't answer that. Don't.
Yeah.
Like, is it like, do you have like a plant eater society or something? Or how's that work? We found out that our producer is a vegetarian, and it freaks me out.
Not Patrick.
Vince. And I mean, because this dude, like, really, I respected him because he looked like.
Respected.
I mean, he's hardcore.
He did. And then he comes at me saying, yeah, you know, I don't eat meat. Really?
It's like his voice went up like 4 octaves too when he said it.
Yeah.
No, I don't eat meat.
Oh me! I tell you what, though, you can look at him and tell he may not eat meat, but that boy likes biscuits. I promise you. Them vegetarians ain't got a damn problem with no bread. That's for sure.
Lord,
just saying. I won't tell you them salads didn't give you a gut like that. I promise you. Yeah, I ain't never seen no rabbit with a gut like that, so I'm telling you right now. I'm just throwing out. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. You got to get up a little bit earlier, foolish old boy. Yeah. You can come at me with that whole newfangled vegetarian thing. I'm just going to hold it down here with the carnivores, you know?
I don't know. We might need to quit making fun of him, because if we did do a zombie apocalypse, he would be the one actually, like,
no, we could eat him.
Yeah, we could. Never mind.
And there's really enough to go around.
I'm so not above eating them either. I mean, I would do that.
I mean, he's a pretty good sized boy.
Yeah, but who's gonna clean him?
Hell, you could gnaw on his leg.
He's gonna
for a
clean
week.
Him. Oh my god.
I'm talking about from the knee down. You see, that boy's got some calves on him.
Yeah.
Not like a biker, like a bicyclist calves. No, they're just fat. But you know. Like it's got mashed potatoes in there.
Golly.
But, Vince, we love you.
Bye, Vince, we love you.
And your poor food decisions. We're definitely not going to ask you a good eating place because you know what? You're not going to know it.
You say salad bar?
Exactly.
I was going to say Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah, really? Oh, man. You know, like Ruby Tuesday's claim to fame with salad bars. They're closing those things up right and left. That's telling you right there. That's the losing path.
Yeah.
That's so true.
You don't see Ronald McDonald with a salad bar. I'm just throwing that out there. They're putting them damn things on every corner. Just throwing that out there.
But you know what's crazy, though? Like,
Ain't no mech salad.
Well, no, they do have vegan options now. Like, vegan and vegetarian, even Taco Bell does. It's the weirdest thing in the world. It's like a secret menu. I mean, you have to be part of the Plant Eater Society to understand what it is and to know what to order.
So that's the thing. Like, you can't go through a drive. I mean, that just blows my mind. I know we're supposed to be talking about cars, but,
okay, yeah, but I mean, why would you go to Taco Bell at 3 o'clock in the morning to get
a tortilla with some cheese in it?
Yeah.
I want a power bowl.
Yeah, I need a zebra fruit smoothie. Because I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, Lord. Don't forget my fire sauce.
I mean, you gotta like Taco Bell at 3 o'clock in the morning to get some cheesy gordita crunches.
I want some horse meat in there.
Yes, exactly. You want like double meat. I mean, just give me a bowl of meat.
They got these secret menus, but you gotta go around back to get them. And then
I'm pretty sure I need to bring my grandmother in here and see if she can't preach this out of you. I'm not 100%, like I told you earlier, the other thing we could talk out, that I don't know about, but I'll talk to her tomorrow. I'll see her because 4th of July is family functions.
Yeah.
I'll talk to her and be like, if we can't preach this out of you, I'm pretty sure we can. Pretty sure.
We're going to take them on a trip.
Yeah, we are.
We'll fix them.
To the City View First Baptist Church. Because you didn't go to a Baptist church to leave there after Sunday service to eat a salad. No, you went to Quincy's.
Yeah.
Then we had it in Tacoma, Georgia.
Oh, the big fat yeast roll. Well, you didn't get to eat it, though. I'm still upset about that.
It was actually really good.
Best meal in Tacoma.
Which ain't saying a lot, but still.
Nah.
It makes me want to go back to get it, but I'm afraid of the Walking Dead that's down there. So
we might can get that picture for Richard if we do go back.
We're good.
Hey, girl. You want to make $20?
Oh, man, come on.
Me and Smitty just rode by the hotel 4 times trying to find Zaxby.
That's like I see Smitty. We're sitting in the hotel parking lot. I see his truck go by, then go by again, then go by again. I'm like, are you cruising for chicks or what?
She's behind the gas station, Smitty. She's behind the gas station.
She lives back there.
It was so bad. It was actually called a Quickie Bart. It was a Quickie Bart.
Yeah. Straight up legit Quickie Bart. Yeah. But zombie apocalypse vehicles. I'll be honest with you, the Sylvie is a pretty good zombie apocalypse vehicle.
Really obviously, yeah, but it attracts them. That's the bad part. It doesn't.
It baits them in.
Yeah. See him making a sandwich on the bed. Where's Smitty?
Where am I supposed to put my drink?
Golly.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, I think that's what we need to do here in the next couple seconds. We need to have a Craigslist challenge for the best zombie apocalypse vehicle.
I think that would be awesome.
We haven't done that in a while.
We haven't done one in a while.
Yeah, we ain't done one in a long time.
That would be a fun one. Yeah. But we got to put a really like low limit on it, though, to make it interesting. Because if you're making big money, you can do anything.
Yeah.
It's got to be cheap. Balling on a budget, zombie apocalypse.
Balling on a budget.
You ain't going to find no Ram Chargers.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Richard's like, I pre-gamed already. I'm good.
This scares me, actually. Actually scares me when he looks at me like this. You might be surprised. Yeah. You wouldn't be surprised if old girls over there with you.
We would.
That'd be epic. Oh, man, I hate we missed it. All right, guys, I'll tell you something. We can't miss these commercial breaks. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, and we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, yo.
What up, what up?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst slash numbers guru slash squeakiest chair in radio, Richard Hoskins.
I can't move. Shout out Miami Beach, Florida. So you're saying stop moving?
Stop.
I can't do this.
Oh, so we're talking about zombie apocalypse cars. The thing is, you know, we're going to do a Craigslist challenge in the next section. But we got to have some ground rules, because you got to watch. You got to watch the professor, because he'd be looking for loopholes.
Oh, yeah.
What? You bought two cars one time.
I stayed under the limit and scored a C4 Corvette.
And I'm pretty sure you won that night and didn't even meet the challenge or something.
Yeah.
I met it all the way.
No, that was the van night, and I had the winner there. Man, I wish I had that van tonight.
That van would be perfect.
It would, man. You got a place to live. It's Dodge, so you know it runs good.
You get one good running Dodge, you get cocky really fast. We just had a vegetarian give you the eye.
He's driving a Dodge.
You're not holding a meatball sandwich, Richard, okay? So I won't tell you right now. That's pretty bad. He's like, what? Anyway, so we got to have some ground rules for a zombie apocalypse vehicle.
One
is in singular. Next, it's got to be less than $2,500.
Yep.
Okay.
It has to run and drive.
I'm with you.
I think that's really it. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
well,
really.
I mean, that's the thing with an apocalypse vehicle. You're gonna modify.
What I want to do is I want to. I figure Breezy done picked an import car, so I was gonna say it had to be American made. Because the 4th of July. Yes, it does. It has to be American made.
I'm totally fine with that.
I hate you.
Wow.
I hate you. I figured that would mess her up a little bit.
How many of us have the same car? Because there's slim pickings, let me tell you.
So, yeah, for Uncle Sam, yeah, it's got to be an American car. It's got to be less than $2,500. It's got to be running and driving the best zombie apocalypse vehicle.
I don't know that mine's running and driving.
You might want to verify. I don't know if Matt's running and driving. Well, I'll be honest with you. If Richard's is a Dodge, I'm 99% sure his isn't either. So
I'm still going to go with this one.
I don't even have to read his.
Stop looking at it, Smitty.
Smitty's already got it. You can show me, though. I'll look and tell you if it's a good one.
No, I know it's a good one.
Does it run and drive?
It may run and drive.
I'll read y'all the post when it gets time to read the post.
See, this is the problem with this game, is you'll go into it. Hang on. Let me show you what he said.
But wait. It says in more.
It says in bold letters, it does not run. That's what it is.
Bring a trailer.
Well, mine's confusing. It's like a woman.
Well,
this might not be the best zombie apocalypse car.
It's temperamental like a woman, too.
Again, maybe not the best car.
You know what? Speaking of cars not running good, you ever notice that Richard's favorite website's Bring a Trailer and he likes Dodges? I'm just throwing that out there.
Yes.
I like to stay abreast of the market.
Abreast. You just wanted to say that on the radio.
I did. And Patrick's not here, so I figured now's the time to do it.
Quit being such a boob.
Oh, good one.
That was a good one. I mean, I'm breaking out all my second grade potty humor.
I don't know how many more we've got that we can slide in.
I don't either. I don't want to bust the situation.
The world's in and it don't matter.
Yeah.
That's true.
This way, we ain't got to worry about it. That's what they said anyway on Facebook. And I mean, they can't tell lies on the internet.
No, they can't tell lies on the internet.
Everybody knows the internet's true. That's why, how it works.
Yeah. 17th, we had a good run.
So you got to have something. I got to figure out a way to debunk Breezy's.
Well, I figured out a loophole with mine, too. So I'm back in the game, y'all. Woo!
I found a replacement engine.
I've decided that I can buy an engine for less than the difference.
I've got a loophole on mine too. I ain't even gonna lie.
I know what your loophole is, because I think it's the loophole I was trying to do, but I couldn't find the vehicle.
I think Breezy's loophole is a tow hook.
No, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all what my loophole is, so that way I can go ahead and just squash whoever actually figured it out and was able to do it. I was going to get an armored truck, like a Brinks truck or a Dunbar or something, you know, that bank truck that does the money.
An armored car.
Yes, I was going to do it, one for a down payment of $2,500, because this is the apocalypse. Banks is going to be gone. I could still do it.
I said it's quite a loophole. Well played. Well played.
That's a good one. Thank you. There's none for sale right now. None for sale. That was my original plan.
That's a good one.
Went out the window.
That's a good one.
That would have been great. That would have been she would have won.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
Thank you. I'm here all night.
Too bad she didn't pick it.
I couldn't find
one.
I know.
Sucked. You had to expand out of Greenville on your Craigslist channel.
I did 500 miles away. Still not a one.
Yeah. Those don't come up for sale a lot, I don't think.
No, they don't. I don't think you can just get an armored car off the internet.
You know where you can? Bring a trailer.
I'll tell you what, speaking of random things, though, I actually had a guy, a buddy of mine, he sent me a link to a police car that's for sale here in Greenville County.
Yeah.
It's not a Greenville County police car, but it's a fully lettered black and white Dodge Charger with the lights on it.
Really?
No way.
It hasn't been anythinged. They haven't pulled nothing out of it.
Stolen?
Like, they pulled the radio and the laptop out of it. The end.
Dang.
And I'm thinking to myself, he said, hey, won't you drive it and let me know if it's a good one, because it's up north. And he goes, if it's a nice car, he said, I'll get you to buy it for me, and I'll come down and pick it up. And I'm thinking, hell yeah, I rock an old police car. Then I started thinking, do I really want a police car with working lights?
Yeah, that's
impersonating. Like
Alabama
officer.
Patrol on the side of it or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
It's very illegal.
It would be kind of fun to rock a black and white, though.
Yeah.
Shoot, yeah, I pull over everybody.
It'd be cool to have one.
You got to think when... We done Ponies in the Smokies. They had that, what is it, SLP?
Yeah, SSP.
Special Service.
Remember, they had called ahead to the states and tell them that they were driving these cars through so they wouldn't get in trouble.
Hey, I'm cruising through.
Yeah, I'm cruising through. We are police, but these ain't police cars.
But they were real cops that owned them.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
It's cops that have cop cars.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though. But I'm not a cop, but I definitely rock a black and white Dodge Charger.
I don't think you're going to get the special permission.
No.
Be like, I got this radio show.
I'd like to play the drive down Woodruff Road.
Not with my lights on.
Oh, man, I would.
Oh, I would too. I get on 85 with my life.
See, that's what gets you in trouble. You
can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, this is the wrong game.
But you know, I wouldn't do that. I would be that guy to just tailgate people.
Yeah.
Just make them like slow down and move.
I'd put on my mirrored Oakleys. And just like get them all. Every time they get over, you get over behind them.
Yeah.
Like follow them all the way to their house.
God.
Turn in their driveway. Just keep going.
Go, boop, boop. Just keep driving.
I'd shoot at you. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that. Alabama, we ain't in Alabama.
You out of your jurisdiction, boy. I pull a Buford Justice.
No, that's exactly what I was saying.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious.
You know why I pulled you over?
The Germans don't have anything to do with it.
What is the world coming to? That was a good movie.
That was a great movie.
Could never be remade today.
You can't. You don't have anyone to play in it, and you don't have a car to use.
You know what? Ron White would be the best Jackie Gleason in the world.
I could see that.
I could see that. He would be a good one.
Or that fat guy from Fast and Loud.
The fat guy from Fast and
Loud. Yeah.
Yeah. Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he did it in their recreation.
Yeah.
But he's kind of a big oaf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't have the charisma.
I could see Ron White just being that guy.
I could see that. I could see him. Probably a little more talent than.
Maybe a little bit. A little less liver, a little more talent. Oh, I tell you what, I'm kind of excited about the Craigslist challenge. I'm really intrigued because Breezy was bringing her A game. She just couldn't find it.
Yeah, I mean, she went out there.
Stifled.
I'm pretty excited about it because I won.
You're going to win?
I'm going to win.
You're going to win.
So? Did you find that van?
I did not find a van.
Thank goodness.
I didn't look for a van. Darn it.
You really freaked me out with those vans, Richard.
Hey, they're versatile vehicles. I should have found a van.
And they're scary.
They're comfortable.
Sorry, I was saying a prayer. Guys, stay tuned. We got a Craigslist challenge you don't want to miss right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, we always have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening?
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on, Anchorage, Alaska?
Oh, that's where my brother was born.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome to know. They apparently have a huge 4th of July party there.
There's probably nothing else to do. It's a butt party in Anchorage, Alaska.
I almost misheard that.
it's Alaska.
I agree with you. I don't know. Isn't this like the...
But this is the thing. I'm a little bit jaded because I've seen Alaskan bush people. So I think everybody in Alaska lives like that.
That's like watching Party Down South and thinking everybody in South Carolina is like that.
And? What are you trying to say?
That we ain't all like that.
You know what I'm saying.
I don't know. Vince doesn't really look convinced over there.
Yeah, really? I mean, of course, there again, if you ate me, you probably...
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I think that's where they make that show, isn't it?
That's where they film it at.
Yeah.
So, Zombie Apocalypse Craigslist Challenge. Smitty, you want to kick it off?
I can kick it off. I found me a 1976 Jaguar XJ12L Satan, because that's the way he spelled it.
It's a Satan.
Satan.
That's perfect for the
Was that Satan?
Instead of a sedan, he spelled S-A-D-A-N.
All right. Sounds good.
It's a sedan.
Sounds like the right car for the Raptor.
Sounds like a classy ride.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
So why would you choose a Jaguar? A Jaguar.
Because if y'all ever listen to the show, you know I hate Jaguars. But this one has been converted, and this is my loophole too, by the way, because we all know that ain't no damn American car. Chevy 350 with a 350 turbo.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
Okay, so it's got an American heart.
Yeah. And you know you can't beat them things.
No, you can't beat it.
You can't kill them.
It's comfortable.
And it's a Jag. It's class.
It's pretty.
I wouldn't go that far.
All right, maybe not pretty.
I want to see a picture of it.
But I got it for $2,500.
Okay, I think it's got grass growing on it.
Yeah, that hood's off.
The ad says it mechanically runs.
Mechanically
runs. Does it say it drives?
Or you need to be a mechanic to make it run.
That's what I'm thinking.
Hey, it says mechanically runs. Hey.
That sounds like it's been owned
by real. I'm not arguing with the ad. It's too late to be calling him and asking him.
We can call him. Breezy.
Well, shoot, we're going to drive by the house that it's at on the way home. We can ask him.
Let's knock on the door.
Hey, yo. Did it work?
What did you find, Breezy?
I found a 1979 Ford F800 logging truck.
God.
That's a good one.
Found a logging truck.
Whoa.
It's where she starts stuttering. There's things to it. Okay, I'm going to actually read y'all to add to this. 1979 F800 logging truck, once used for logging and farm use. Truck has sat idle and has not ran for more than 2 years. solid body, and could be a good work truck again with some work. No battery. That's the only thing it does not have is a battery. Assume it does not run, and that is assume it doesn't run. You know what assume does, right? It makes
yeah, it means it doesn't run.
No, but hang on. And the brakes, you don't have to worry about the brakes because you're in an apocalypse. You don't care.
We're worried about going.
So, and it's got like the whole thing, like you can tie zombies down to it, you see? I mean, it's awesome.
I'm not into the zombie retrieval. I'm business, not
really trying to pick them up.
Yeah, but it's like a cleanup thing. So, my loophole on this, the truck is only $2,000. It leaves $500 for a battery.
Battery.
Plus, it's going to be the apocalypse. All I have to do is go loot a store and get a battery. So, bam, my truck. Well,
okay, so you were going to steal the money, or you were going to finance a money truck and go default on the bank, and now you're going to loot stores. Breezy, when did you get so ghetto?
I'm gangster.
Like, I expect this from Josh. I expect this from Smitty. But now you're over here getting all gangster, and Smitty over here like, I've had a jag.
Well, see, I told a hood story, and she got to go getting even hooder than my hood
exactly.
Stories.
I mean,
I'm proud of her. I ain't even gonna front.
That's hooder than watching the ball drop on a black and white TV flashlight. Professor,
all right, mine runs like it. There's no caveat. It really runs. 2000 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4-wheel drive, lifted. Very dependable, inline six, bulletproof, Laredo edition, has all the luxuries. For $1,950, the AC doesn't work, but that's $550 to get the AC working again.
What?
So mine would actually make it.
Does it have a Salt Life sticker on the back glass?
Maybe not yet.
I wonder if it's got the Yeti cooler sticker on it.
I'm pretty sure it's in Traveler's Rest. But not yet.
Not yet.
Does it have a roof rack for bicycles?
Yes.
Imagine that.
Oh, my Cherokee. We didn't say the great ride for mom.
It's a Jeep that's lifted.
It's a like, Cherokee.
We're trying to go.
We ain't trying to yee-yee. We're just trying to kill the zombies.
It's lifted.
Zombies.
It's lifted
zombies.
Front and back. It's lifted all the way around.
It is lifted, and it is okay. A four-wheel drive, and it is a Jeep.
That just means I can hang on to the bottom of it, and you can drag on it.
So, I guess so.
Desert.
Me, on the other hand, I have the winning car.
Dean.
Not only did I pick the best vehicle, the best running vehicle, I picked the classiest one. And it's not a C4 Corvette. Oh. Because I have jinxed myself. I have talked so good about C4 Corvettes, there's no such thing as a cheap C4 Corvette no more. Literally, I have ruined the C4 Corvette marketing for people that are real C4 Corvette aficionados. I am sorry. Yeah, everyone is priced way out of my $2,500 budget, even the ones that don't run, which is bad. But I found the next best thing. A 1999 Lincoln Town Car. This is the thing.
I'm with you on that. Because I was thinking about a Grand Marquis.
Leather interior, grandma owned. Power windows, it drives good, cold air. Don't have but 180,000 miles on it for a 4.6 town car. If grandma changed oil in it twice, it will run forever.
It's a good pick.
I want to tell you something about a Lincoln town car. Big car, full frame. You pull a trailer with it. You pull some bodies with it, whatever you need. You got a trailer. You know how many zombies you can put in the trunk of a town car?
Like 400.
I mean, that's... A town car is probably, you can put the whole damn town in there. That's why they call it that. It ain't a city car. It ain't a country car. It's a town car.
It's a solid pick.
I think that's a killer one.
That's nice.
Fuel injection. I mean, cold air. It's class. It rides good. You talk about them rough roads. I can hit the damn Grand Canyon with a town car and not feel it. Lincoln town car suspensions are made out of clouds. Everyone knows that, okay?
Everybody.
As long as there's air in them, yeah.
Like magic carpet rides. That's all it is, basically.
Solid pick. Solid pick.
That was a good one. So who but who won, though? So we got the logging truck. We got the VH swap Jag. We've got the Yee-Yee Jeep. And we have the solid contender town car.
I'm going to have to go with Breezes.
I like Breezes if it ran. That's my only stip. If it was a running logging truck.
I only need a battery. And I've saved $500.
No. They assume it needs a battery.
No, and they assumed it worked at one time. No, it has brakes. It just needs brake work. It's got brakes. It's got brakes.
That's a professor. Heavy truck to assume that
I got no matter, that's you not, want that's, to run over
that's
stuff.
That's not guesswork.
You want to kill things.
I think Bree kind of pushed
yourself,
it
Bree.
A little bit, but she put by far the most thought into it.
She did. You know what? Bree, you are the winner of the Craigslist challenge.
Thank you. Can I get a golf clap?
Guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.